I knew right away that this guy didn't live in our neighborhood because he was dressed in safari clothes. What are safari clothes? Khaki pants and shirt and a wide-brimmed hat. They weren't cowboy clothes, and this guy looked different. Oh, and did I mention that he had several days' growth of beard on his cheeks and chin? He did. And if he hadn't had such a pleasant face, I might have growled at him. The stranger walked up to little Alfred and gave him a smile. Hi there, son. You're selling lemonade?
Yes, sir.
The man extended his hand. David Wilkins. I'm an archaeologist. Alfred took his hand.
I'm Alfred, and this is my dog, Hank. What's an archaeologist?
Well, I study things that are very old. Tools made of flint, prehistoric houses and storage pits, clay pottery, shell beads, bones, things like that. Bones? My ears shot up. All at once, I was interested in this conversation. Little Alfred dug his hand into his pocket and came out holding something in his fingers.
I have an arrowhead. My dad found it yesterday.
Mr. Wilkins slipped a pair of glasses on his nose and studied the arrowhead, turning it around in his fingers. It's a nice little Washita point from the Plains Village period. Made of good quality Alabates flint. It's 800 or 900 years old.
Older than my dad?
Mr. Wilkins laughed. Well, I haven't met your dad, but I'd say so, yes. Now, here's what I want you to do, Alfred. I want you to put this in a plastic bag and tell your dad to record the location where he found it on a piece of paper and keep them together. An artifact without sight information is no good to anyone. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Good. When your dad finds another artifact in that location, he can put it in the same bag. And one of these days, when I come back and ask to see your collection, you'll have some information I can use.
Is archaeology fun?
Mr. Wilkins tugged on his chin. It's fun if you're curious about the past, but it involves a lot of hard work. Alfred showed off the muscle in his right arm.
I bet I could do it. I'm pretty strong.
I'll bet you are. Maybe your mother can bring you over to the site and we'll put you to work screening dirt. He glanced down at the pitcher. You got any lemonade left?
Yes, sir. You're our first customer.